modernizing our free trade agreement and increase cooperation.
Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper has proclaimed his unambiguous support for Israel's ongoing attack on the people of Gaza. Although perhaps predictable, this has outraged many Canadians who would like to see Canada's government take the moral high ground and side with the largely defenseless and malnourished Palestinians of Gaza who are currently being massacred by Israel. Analysts accuse the Harper government of prescribing to Israeli exceptionalism. Such analysts observe that the Harper government makes excuses for Israel when it commits grave violations of human rights, which leads them to conclude that Canada's leaders have been persuaded to view the blood of Israelis as being more valuable than the blood of the rest of humanity.
On foreign policy issues alone, this is something that the Harper government should be stepping back on and reflecting Canadian values, which at the time, 2007, was 77% wanted a neutral stance, not a one-sided stance. And even for myself, it's not that I am just pro-Palestine, but I am pro-peace. And I think we need to be honest with ourselves with who has the more sticks and stones, who has the military armada. If you look at Israel, they are the fourth largest compared to Palestine, who literally has small rockets compared to them.
Many Canadians are upset with the undue power and influence supporters of Israel have over Canada's government.
I would like to ask Harper, if your kids were right now in Gaza, what would your response be? Whether they were on Hamas side, Palestinian side, or on Israeli side, and let's say they die. Let's say there are Canadian tourists inside Gaza, your son and daughter, Harper. What will your response be? I am sure this is, your response would not be, these are God's chosen people.
We have a huge amount of Israel lobbyists here in Canada right now. If you have a look at some of the relations that we've had, even right now we have RCMP and Canadian police serving in Israel.
The Harper government repeatedly makes reference to Israel's right to defend itself. However, analysts observe that Israel broke the ceasefire it had agreed to with Gaza's elected officials when on November 8th, the Israeli military assassinated a 13-year-old boy who was playing football. This leads analysts to argue that the terms of reference should be the Palestinian right to defense against Israeli aggression and not vice versa. Joshua Blakeney, Press TV, Calgary.